Hello, everybody. By the way, that's my friend Jeff. I got him to write that song for me. I think when was the first year I met him, because he's a musician, and he has his own band who goes through different types of bands and stuff. I think it's Masonic Jesus. I think that's his name. I'm pretty sure I'm saying it wrong. Anyway, I got him to do that in the early. The late 90s, I think it was 85. Well, maybe that's mid 80s. 85. Don't Panic, It's Organic. We also have a instrumental version, and he's great. Okay, so today I'm going to be doing something completely different, and now for something completely different. So I'm working on, today we're doing music. You guys that don't like the music, just okay, sorry. Email me, right? If I get enough people, if one person says, Andy, I do not like you playing music, I'll stop it. How's that? Okay? All right. So then I have a whole bunch of stuff going on. Next week, we have a person named Mike Garcia. He's with Sustainable, he's with Enviroscape LA. Landscaping. He says when you think it's all about sustainability with him, right? I'm going to be on his sustainability group giving a talk in February 3rd. So he'll be on next week. Excuse me, I ate some gluten-free bread, but bread is bread, still clogs me up. Okay, so he's going to be on next week, and then in February, right? So in February. The first Saturday is going to be a music day. I think I'm going to do, unless you all really object, once a month my music stuff. And I'll try to explain I even have the idea of actually creating a song on the air. Never been done before. And I personally, I like input, you know, because I would love to be in a group of people and create a music based upon everybody's input. Okay. I think that's really cool. I thought about that often. Anyway, in February, we have, so the first week is going to be music. Okay. That's because I'm going to be in Long Beach giving a talk to Mike's folks at the Sustainability Group. And then on February 10th, Acres USA will be on as a guest, not actually the magazine, but the folks. Hopefully I get Fred and the group to get on. We'll see. They did my first book, How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time, back in late 80s, mid 80s, somewhere around there. And I'm talking to them about maybe doing my book. But if not, this, you know, publishing a book, because I've been self-publishing for a long time. But they might, or I might just continue self-publishing and get them to sell it. At any rate, they have a really cool podcast now. They've been around a long time. I mean, when I got into the business, and I started in 1956, and I don't remember anything happening in those days. I may have, I wasn't really reading much in terms of what's going on out there in the world and all that kind of stuff. I think in the service, when I got out of the service, which was 1970, that's when I started to look around and read. And, you know, the internet was there, but it wasn't there. So I learned about all these other different companies that were around, and these folks were there. They published the same magazine by his name, Chuck Walters, which was a good friend of mine, and the person who runs it now is Fred Walters, and they've always been like me, 10 years ahead of everybody else. And these are this is done by good old farmers, for farmers, you know, for real farmers, people who garden large scales, right? And that the same, but information that they apply there can be applied to homeowners and to your garden. That's my whole thing anyway. So anyway, Acres USA is going to be on. They have a podcast, all kinds of nice stuff. AcresUSA.com. And then on the 24th, I have a special surprise for you guys and gals. Carrie Gillam, G-I-L-L-A-M, K Carrey, Carey, if I pronounce it wrong, it's because my teeth are still not in. She's an investigative journalist, and she wrote a book called Whitewash. I've already ordered it. I ordered it from Acres USA Online. You can go there, order it. You can call them, you know, and they'll be happy to send you the Whitewash. It'd be great. If when you listen to the show, you already have the book. She wrote Whitewash, a story of a weed killer, cancer, and the corruption of science. Oh, boy. And I've been saying this for ever since the word GMO popped up a long time ago. I've been doing this for quite a while. This radio show. That's one of the reasons why I have the Don't Panic, It's Organic. The idea, it should be Don't Panic, It's Organic Certified, which is a little long, so I just made it Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's not my, I would have done Don't Panic, It's Natural. But or natural is not certified, and it's nowadays natural is not. There's a lot of stuff in natural that's not really natural. Think about that. Anyway, she's going to be on, and that was going to be February 24th. And I see the engineers thinking, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing because he's supposed to be highlighting the guests and he's supposed to be doing all these things so we can promote the guests because we're tied into this amazing system, which you guys are. You know, I mean, that's the whole reason why I'm there at bbsradio.com. This is an ad, bing, bing, is that I want to communicate with more and more people, get the information out, and be able to talk to people, which reminds me, even though I'm doing music, right? The whole show is really to communicate with you, and there are lots of different ways you can talk to me. But, you know, if you really need to talk to me, just you can email me, right? AndyLopez@InvisibleGardener.com. You can call if you just want to listen to it on your phone, because you can do that. I don't know why you would do that, but yeah, you know, I guess I have no idea why you would listen to it on your phone, because I guess if you don't have a computer or a way to hook up, maybe you just have landline. You know, that would probably work that way. It's a local call, I suppose, for you. You know, maybe lots of different reasons why you want to listen to it on the phone. I myself prefer the podcast system. Download it whenever I want to listen to it, and it's there on my phone again, right? But it's more at my convenient time. If you want to talk, there's a direct line where you can talk to me and call me. And you say, Andy, sorry to bother you, but I got this sick plan, or I'm doing this, or this is what's going on. And I'm more than happy, because that's what it's all about. Or if you want to talk about the music, too, if you're a musician, right? Because one of the things I write music, but there's a reason for it, okay? Okay, so the number is 323-744-4831. These guys here like to call it the direct line. Okay, there's a toll-free line, which is 888-627-6008. So now is your chance to call if you want to call. I don't expect a lot of callers. I've been doing this a long, long time. It takes, in my opinion, you have to have like maybe at least 100 listeners, right, in order to get one call. When I was doing a radio show on the FM station in brick and mortar, that means I would drive to the studio. I was paying $1,500 an hour, and it was going on over the air. I don't know how they knew, because they would give me this chart that says these how many people are listening here and how many people are listening there. I mean, so to me, it's like I try to figure it out. I have no idea how over the air how you would know, other than maybe people subscribe, or maybe they I don't know. You know what I mean? When it's over the air, how do you know how many people are actually listening? And there's some type of device or some way that they do that. Okay, anyway, they said that they came up with that thing for me, and I would get like maybe 10 callers, which basically means I had about 1,000 or so listeners over the air. And so my goal here is no reason why, and I know the engineer will approve, I can get hundreds, if not thousands, of listeners at the same time listening wherever in the world you're at. I can see Donna and Doug going, yeah, thousands. So I'm trying to get, I know I've been doing this a long time, and I know I have, my Don't Panic It's Organic podcast has been on for like since 89, and I have several other things happening all over the place, so I'm trying to corral everybody into one place. It takes time, so the main thing is you have to be steady. I have to keep doing the show steady as she goes. Get better at all the systems you guys have set up there, from social media to whatever. Get everything working, and you'll see it'll work out just fine, okay? Because I'm that kind of, I'm a metal oxen in the Chinese technology, theories, right? Okay, so anyway, so that's February. I have nothing set up for the rest of the rest of, you know, March and stuff. I can't really go that far. I have a whole bunch of garden talks that I'm doing and stuff like that. But here's the thing, you know, I'm sure you heard I think it was my last show where we had on the lady from the Biomean. She was part of the Body in the Garden. And so I'm hoping you like that. I didn't get any comments, so maybe people are not listening to it yet. I myself still have to repost it. I'm behind on my posting because when we do the show, it's not available to me right away. So I get it in a couple of days, and usually what happens is by then I'm going 10 times the speed of light, and I have to slow down to do things within the light realm. Okay, anyway, so there's a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully you can subscribe to the podcast. That way you get it. If you're a member, you're already getting the podcast. You're already getting it. It's a free podcast. You can subscribe right there on the bbsradio.com or on myinvisiblegardener.com. Or if you happen to be on iTunes, if you want to do an iTunes thing, just type in "Don't Panic, It's Organic." You'll see the podcast. Subscribe that way. Either way, you're going to get it. Personally, I prefer if you come to my website and subscribe through there, only because then I have a better idea how many people are listening to it, right? When you download it, I'll know. I say, gee, 1,000 people downloaded. That would be cool. But for me, it would be absolutely marvelous. Anyway, today I am going to introduce you to some of the songs I'm working on. Okay, and this is actually songs I'm working on right now. You're going to be the first humans or non-human beings to listen to this song. And so I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Sorry, by the way, something in my mind said, we don't require subscriptions or memberships. Anyone can access a podcast worldwide. So that would be the engineer has a little, they plugged me in. And so that would be bsradio.com. And it is worldwide. And it's the same thing with mine. Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's absolutely free. And yes, it is worldwide. That's what I like about it. You could be in Africa. You could be in Tahiti, hanging out on a coconut tree. That's what I would like to have. It's a little dish, right? And you're hooked up to the internet. You're hanging underneath a coconut tree. Well, you have to have a bigger island. Now, the thing to do is I'm going to be on an island at least maybe 1,500 feet up. That way, when everything starts rising up and it starts getting warmer and warmer, your 1,000 foot or 1,200 foot would be nice. Anyway, this song is called Peace Energy. It's not over yet. Wake up. Here's where I get creative. I'm even going to put it up for you. Sorry. So that one's called Peace Energy. It's still a work in progress. You know what I mean? I mean, I just wrote this about a minute or so before coming on the air here. Here's another one. I usually work on a whole bunch of them at the same time. So this one's not done yet. I think it's pretty close, though. This one over here is a different one. This one's called Listen to the Heart. Now, the songs that I write, I call them inner gardening, and I call them inner gardening for a reason. It's because I tell people, don't listen to this stuff and drive. And in case you're wondering why you're starting to nod out and, you know, feel like, you know, maybe you can just sit down and meditate, or even if you get into the dance, you get into this groove, it's because it's done that way on purpose. And so each of these songs have certain frequencies that I work with, and the frequencies are all, I mean, you know, you can tell the frequency. That's when you blend frequencies together. That's how you get music, right? So I can just show you something real fast and see if I can figure out how to do this. But basically, that last song had a blend of different healing frequencies, which I've learned over the years of doing this. And by years, I mean I've only started writing music a few years ago. That's a long story. I don't know if I told you how come I started writing music and doing artwork like overnight. But so I work with these things. Okay, those are certain frequencies. Here's another one. Right, these are frequencies. That's 696, right? This is another one. These are certain frequencies, right? And then within each of these, then there's tons of other different ways to do the frequencies. Okay, right? This is what the earth sounds like. This is what the sun sounds like. Okay, then there are many different types of frequencies, like this one. It's a blend of different frequencies that work on different parts of your body. Here's something else you might like. So, in the old days, what do you think the monks sang? These were certain special frequencies that your body naturally tunes into. Listen, watch. So what it is that they're chanting, but each chant is at a different chord, different frequencies. It's called, I don't know if I can pronounce it right, solfeggio frequency, S-O-L-F-E-G-G-I-O. And there are a whole bunch of different types of frequencies available throughout, well, the internet makes it real easy now, you know, but otherwise there are lots of different ways to make your own ways from tuning forks. I use tuning forks. I use a variety of other singing bows. You like singing bows? How about this? Or this? How about this? So what I do is, when I started doing my music, I realized that there's a conscious way and an unconscious way to work with people, okay? The conscious way is they know you're doing it. The unconscious way, they don't know you're doing it, okay? Right? And in terms of healing, it's much better to do it the unconscious way to tell them you're healing them. Because they're going to fight it, and they're going, I don't believe it, blah, blah, all this stuff. But it's the unconscious way means that you're really not playing the music to you, like Mr. Engineer. I forget if you're Don or Doug. I'm just going to call you Mr. D, because I can't remember anymore. I know. I think it's Don. I know you're going to type something. Don't type your name. Do not dare to type your name. Just type just D. Okay, I'm going to call you Mr. D. Anyway, so the sound, each one of these sounds actually are heard by different parts of your body. Your skin is an organ, so it hears certain tones. Your eyes The rods in your eye hear a certain tone. Different parts of your brain hear a different tone. Your organs hear a different tone. Not to mention that, this is just a physical body. We also can talk about, you know, all the different energy centers that your body has and how the energy flows through your body. And these things are specifically made for those. Some of you people know what chakras are, energy centers are. There's eight major ones, actually nine major ones, but there also happens to be 108 different energy centers in your body. Okay, and I work a lot with energy, so not just in your body, but in the earth. So what I do, so anyway, I learned that it's not such a good idea when you do the music for it to be that, because otherwise, if I put that loud enough for you to hear it, that's all you're going to hear. But if it's in the background, I learned how to put it, means you can hear it, but it's not in your conscious ears. Your body will hear it, but you're not going to be conscious of it. So I learned to blend them together. This one's called Listen to the Heart. This is for the heart. Just wrote this about, well, you know, 10 minutes before the show. Still a work of art in process. Sorry, I'll be quiet. Thank you. Yeah, I was called listen to the heart. I think he says broke my computer. My computer says I can't do that anymore. Dear me. No, really, the software had a it just shut down. It couldn't handle it anymore. Oh dear, that's where it goes. Anyway, here's another song called Tree Spirit Dance. And you know, you'll find them, some of these are similar, but doesn't mean they're all similar. I have about 500 songs I've done so far, and they're all quite different. It just means that's what happens that particular time I'm doing them. I seem to have picked up on the guitar, and there's always stuff with it, but sometimes, you know, you get, you know, I like, you know, I like this stuff. Isn't that cool? So what I do is, the way I do this music, just so you'll know, is I use a music program called Acid Music Pro. Figures, right? I thought it was, you know, something you do to do and take an acid trip, which I bought. I go, hey, this is no acid trip. But it's kind of interesting in the same way in that it allows you to use a paintbrush to paint music in different colors according to the type of instrument. It allows you to take loops, what's called loops, so what's happening in the past, I don't know, 10 years, maybe, well, 5 years, is that musicians in their quest to how to make money off their music, I found out that they can sell parts of their song. So you write a song which has a couple of, a 10-second musical loop or a 30-second musical loop, like, for example, let me explain to you this. Like, for example, the song that it's called Tree Dancing Music. Tree Dancing Music. No, it's Tree Spirit Dance. I can't even do it right. Right. So it's like this. This particular one. You see, that's a particular loop, which I bought from a group, right? So this group does, you know, and so they have studio acoustics, and they sell different kinds of acoustical loops. And this is another different company that basically sells. So that particular one is a whale. So they sell different types of sounds from animals and stuff like that as loops. See what I'm saying? You get my drift. And then there are, but anyway, there's literally thousands, if not thousands, of loops that you can buy, and some are free, you know, that you can then put together to make your music. So let me show you something real fast, because I have, this is my show, I'll do whatever I want to do. So there, Mister. Okay, so this one here, for example. Believe it or not, it's called fairy music. Thank you. I don't know why I call it fairy music. I frankly should run out of names to give stuff, you know. you can't help it. What can you do, right? Anyway, so I'll do one more song for you before we have to go. These are all still in process of being done, okay? So it's not complete. Thank you very much for listening to my show. This is a special on inner gardening music. This song right here will probably go back past the time. It's 14 minutes long. It's a collage of sounds. That means that your body, this type of music, you should listen to it in two ways. One, of course, is headphones, because that way a lot of stuff I do is binaural. I talk to a different size of your brain. But then if you have speakers that, so you can surround sound, then your whole body and the whole house will get it. Sorry. So next week, Mike Garcia is going to be on with sustainable workshops, and he does Enviroscape, LA design, LA landscape design. So visit my website, invisiblegardener.com, and check it out. Why don't you sign up for the newsletter? That way I can keep you up to date what's going on. We have contests, all kinds of things going on. New book coming out soon. And then I'm getting ready to print some more Don't Panic It's Organic t-shirts. You want to get in on those. And Don't Panic It's Organic hats. Of course, the name of the book is called Don't Panic It's Organic. I'm gonna play this right until he says that's 30 seconds and it's 10 seconds, all that stuff. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, of course. The song has got about 20 minutes left.